Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
You probably thought I was up here and just... But anyway, we're glad that you're here today. You know, God is a wonderful, wonderful person. He does everything right. Never made a mistake. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves of that, don't we? We look at ourselves sometimes and we think, No, he didn't. He never made a mistake. He never made a mistake with what he made. He never made a mistake with what he created. He never made a mistake with any of you or any of me. He's our father. We're our his kids. And he loves us. And he is just eager today to show you how much he loves you. And I'm glad that we're here today and we can be here together in fellowship. With the Lord and with one another. And it's a spiritual thing. You know, sometimes we think, you know, you can't fellowship unless you get some food. It always helps, doesn't it? But I'm telling you what, God's going to give us some food today. And we can fellowship at this table with one another. Because you know what? We've been baptized into one body. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We may wiggle and squirm a little bit from time to time, but that's his plan. And I just want you to take a second today, just look around a little bit. Look around, yeah, sure. Good group, isn't it? It's God's kids. It's a family. He's the Father. So I'm just... asking today that we'll let the Father have his way in this service today. Father, we thank you and praise you for the opportunity to come and worship with you, with one another. Father, we thank you that we've chosen to be here today and that we'll not be disappointed because you're going to be the wonderful God that you are today and every day. But as we gather together, we're expecting a special blessing from you, and we know that we won't walk away disappointed, not because of who we are, but because of who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
His love endures forever. God is with us forever. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us forever.
You may be seated. Forever's a long, long time. And that's just how long God is with us. I think a tag just fell out of my coat. I'm glad that wasn't on the outside somewhere. Well, I want to follow up on what Rod said in the call to worship this morning. My goodness, our Heavenly Father is so good and so gracious. And, you know, He does never make mistakes. Our interpretation of what happens a lot of times is our mistaken notion of the way things ought to go, or the plan that we have that doesn't always match God's plan. And we tend to wish He would adjust His to ours, when in reality we're the ones who need to be adjusting ours to His. Well, today I want to remind everybody that tonight the Dixie Belle Riverboat Ride and our fall festival atmosphere down on the river, and it looks like, if the weather forecast is correct, the tropical storm has moved out, and by about 3 o'clock this afternoon we should see mid-60s and sunshine and a beautiful, absolutely wonderful evening for a good time of fellowship. So bring a snack to eat if you care to. The children will have some refreshments, goodies provided for them. Gather down near the landing as close to 5 o'clock as you can. For those unfamiliar with how you get there, if you're familiar at all with taking US 68 toward Lexington, as soon as you pass the caution light at Shakertown, you'll go about another tenth of a mile, and there's a driveway on the right that says Shaker Landing, and you'll go down a rather long, winding road, and you'll arrive in the bottom land of the Kentucky River. And when you get down there, you'll find a lot of folks gathered there and waiting to board the boat. Now, if you're late, I think Steve Billock had posted you may have to walk the gangplank. I was always saying, if you're late and you're a good swimmer, you can swim and catch up. The boat isn't that fast, so try not to be late. Don't miss the boat. Also, a reminder of upcoming events. It seems as though we just get things done for 1 month. When it's gone and it's time for the next month, you will find your November calendar on the back table. And let me just kind of give everybody a test. Do you know what you're supposed to do next Saturday night? Change your clock. Now, that's kind of vague. Which way do you change it? Backward. Okay. So don't forget to set your clock 1 hour back. If you don't, you will arrive at church and think you missed the rapture. So please set your clock back 1 hour. Coming up in November, elders and deacons meeting on the 10th. The 17th is our communion Sunday and a gathering at the Willows. And then the Ministerial Association has planned a Thanksgiving Eve service here at 7 p.m. And we hope to kind of rejuvenate and get going the idea of several community churches celebrating Thanksgiving. And we don't know how this first one will turn out, but we're going to invite as many folks. And of course, I will assure you that we, along with Pioneer, are kind of working together. I've met the new pastor, Steve Drayson, And he's very eager for us to continue working together in Bible school and in good fellowship. And I'm really appreciating getting to know him. So we'll kind of be the folks who are central to making this happen. So please keep that on your calendar. There will be other reminders. Also, I wanted to mention the children's home in Mexico where Adina works. We had helped to try and implement and support a building project they had there involving brickwork for the playground, I believe that it is. And that work has come up a little short in terms of the money that's needed, about $400 to complete that project. If this morning you would like to contribute some toward that, you can make your check to the church, and down in the memo section, just put bricks. And that's to distinguish that from our regular support of Adina as a missionary. This is for that specific project. So you can put that in your memo section, make check to the church, and just put bricks. And those are all the announcements that I had. Kent will recognize any of you if you'd raise your hand. If you have an announcement, something to give thanks to the Lord or prayer, please raise your hand so he can find you.
Thank you. George mentioned that we wanted to say that because of the boat ride tonight, we won't have prayer meeting, but it'll resume next Sunday.
I went to the podiatrist on Thursday, and you know, I've had an amputation of the tip of one toe, but on the other foot, I've had a broken toe and a dislocated toe. They did an x-ray, and he brought the x-rays in. He said, I would have lost money on that. Because he told me the broken toe wouldn't heal. I wish I'd taken pictures of the x-ray and could show you on the screen, because the fragment that was broken was about a 1/16 away from the toe. The x-ray showed the fragment had moved over to the toe, fused, and healed. And when many said that, I said, praise God, we've been praying about that. And two more times in my visit with him, he said, I just never would have thought that. So I praise the Lord for y'all's prayers, and to me, that's a miracle.
We've been praying for my ex-son-in-law, Calvin Clark, and he has been in and out of the hospital, and he goes in with bad things, and they send him back home doing good, and then he's gone back. Well, this happened again, and his heart was into AFib, and apparently it has something to do with the cancer treatments. They got him into the ICU, and before they could do anything to him, it corrected itself. And there was a load of people praying for him. So we're still trusting God for him.
If you would continue to play for Jerry Wilson. He's had some more problems, been in the hospital again. He's now in Cardinal Hill for some therapy. So just continue to pray for him, please.
Okay, thank you.
I just want to say I'm here. I'm not well, but I am here. I'm sitting on an ice pack. I don't know what they're going to do. They said something about now a CAT scan and so forth this coming week. So they'll eventually get it figured out, or I'll spend the rest of my life on an ice pack and pain pills, I guess. Also on the list, they've put a friend of Dana and I's, Dolly Relaford, and she's been on a transplant list for both a liver and kidneys for several years now. I was going to give her my liver. You know, you've seen on TV now that you can donate part of your liver. And we had researched that, and I've turned too old now. She can't be older than 55. So I'm 56, as you know. So. Quit hitting me. So anyway, she's found out on top of the needing, you know, a transplant, she's now got stomach cancer. So keep just pray for her. She's just got so much going on in life. She's special to Dana now. She was there for me when there was a problem. So thank you.
I remembered and then forgot and then remembered again. Most everybody probably knows George and Debbie are grandparents for the second time, Beth and John. Last week, Beth gave birth to their son, Banner Ross Goins, 7 pounds and something, and quite healthy, looks like. And George and Debbie have gone to Louisville to be with them. And also, I believe we're missing Vance and Kay today because they've gone to Louisville to do grandparent duties as Jordan and Jenny's youngest baby there where they attend church is being dedicated today. So a lot of good family things going on, and we rejoice with those who rejoice. Brandy.
I'd just like to say that God's hand has been on my family and myself in a mighty way the past few days. I had surgery on Tuesday, and on Wednesday my mother totaled our car, and but everybody is safe. Everybody was, for the most part, unharmed, and I got the report back from my surgery, and everything has been taken care of, and it was more severe than they thought it was, but everything is clear now, so I praise God for that.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Many of you know Steve Clark had tests run on Thursday and spent the night in the hospital, got an email from Steve yesterday saying he will know the results of those tests come Thursday, and to keep praying for good results from the testing that he had done on his kidneys. So, Steve, brother, we keep you lifted up in prayer, and we won't forget to pray for you. I think some birthdays and anniversaries may be in order. On today, October 27th, Peggy Roy and Leah Neal, happy birthday. Wednesday, October 30th, happy birthday to Mona Moore. Thursday, October 31st, happy birthday to Joyce Sanders. And that's all. And then you might check your November calendar, because it didn't look like many people were celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. So if we might have missed one, you can look on that calendar and see. And if you would tell Colleen that we did not have you for November, we can adjust that and make sure we know who's celebrating when, where, and what. So again, we thank the Lord for each one's presence. Hopefully you can make it this afternoon, and we'll have a good time of fellowship. It ought to be an enjoyable, enjoyable time. One of those times when we can just not only enjoy each other, but enjoy the beauty of God's creation. And it certainly, down there on the Palisades of the Kentucky River, declares the glory of the Lord. So at this time, we will go to the Lord in prayer. And anyone who might have a prayer on his or her heart, something you'd like to give thanks for, lift that prayer up, and then I will close and we'll dismiss the children following this prayer time. Father, today we do join our hearts together to give you praise and glory and honor. We thank you, Father, for your goodness and your grace. We thank you for your healing. We pray, Father, that healing would be in this place today. Healing of bodies, healing of wounded spirits, healing of emotions, even healing of relationships, Father, for you are a healing God. And we ask that we would open ourselves to your healing. And we pray this and give thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, sometimes little quotes that you read just really stick with you. And recently I read one that I thought was so helpful about the glory that goes to God. And the author of that little quote said, "God demands that we give him the glory, not because he needs it, but because he knows we can't handle it." Let that sink in for a minute. Nothing that God does is arbitrary. Everything that God does and everything that God demands is for our good, because he created us, he knows us, he knows us better than we know ourselves, and he is completely trustworthy. Before we dismiss the children, if any of you either today did not take advantage, but next week would like to take advantage, if traversing these steps is a bit of a problem, you can come in off the old road into the new parking lot and walk right in at ground level. That parking lot is now open, usable, and we would desire that those who are more comfortable not walking steps use that, and the rest of us who to this point can still get up and down all right might use this parking lot. So please know that's there and feel free to do it. Ask the worship team to come back and ask now that the children be dismissed to Children's Church.
Beyond our galaxy, you are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy. Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of heaven and earth. Thank you.
are to me. Father, hold me.
Enjoyed yourself. That was great. I loved it.
I loved
love
it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I love this song. Thank you, Jesus. Let this be your heart cry.
Find my rest without you.
sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are, and where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me.
As we continue in your presence in an attitude of worship, we ask, Father, through the teaching of your word, you would speak to our hearts, direct our paths, draw us closer to you, Lord, enlarge our vision, our appreciation, and our understanding of who you are and what it means to be your child, your son, or your daughter. Father, thank you, and we give thanks and ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.